to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
Thank you. Welcome to Latino Limes on 93.2 FM. One more page in our life history on this world. Let's get in. This is Santana Jam. Quite an old track, actually. I'm gonna let you listen to this for a little bit longer. This is a brilliant track. This is Santana, man. Jamming. So just jamming, man. Jamming too. Yeah, man. Welcome to everyone to the Latino Dimes show today, and I hope that you and all those people out there are going to be listening to the show until 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, bank on 6 o'clock, a little break, you know, and then we dedicate some of the music to Mother Earth, you know, Pachamama, yeah. And yes, okay, if you want to make an announcement about anything going on in Sheffield, let me know, and I'll give you a shout out, you know, on 079-44-031-894. That is the number. Text me, please. Do not call me because I don't have much time to answer the phone, like talking, but I could actually have a little break, you know, and blah, blah, blah. While I'm playing track, I can text you back, okay? Don't forget about the number, man. 079-44-031-894 is the number to text, amigos.
Cargadas se me disparan, todos los relojes me separan y no me encuentro ya ni en la cama. Amapolas son los suspiros de tus escamas, que son los tiros que dan al alma. Si quieres verme estoy en la rama. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo, que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Porque hoy hay olas en este mar que tú ves en calma, Tú eres el pez que muerde mi cola. Yo soy un pájaro y tú la rama. Estamos a solas. Tartamudeo y no son trolas. Yo nunca miento por la mañana. Andate al loro a última hora. Yo no soy malo, aunque me esconda entre la maleza. A veces voy un poco del palo. Tú eres mi puzzle, yo soy pieza. Pero tu cuerpo es un escándalo. Hay un demonio que siempre me dice pruébalo. Y un angelito que me dice que tú reza. ¿A quién le hago caso de los dos? Fíjate un objetivo distinto. Que soy como un vino tinto. Que si me tomas en frío engaño. Y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo. Que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando. Y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Recapacita, no vayamos a perder la cabeza. Porque esta es nuestra primera cita. Y yo ya llevo unas 10 cervezas. No sé si me incitas o me incito yo por naturaleza. Niña, lo que se da no se quita. Y lo que te quitas ahí se queda, morena. Fíjate un objetivo distinto. Que soy como un vino tinto. Que si me tomas en frío engaño. Y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo. Que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando. Y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Fíjate un objetivo. Búscame un adjetivo. Fíjate un objetivo distinto. Que soy como un vino tinto. Que si me tomas en frío engaño. Y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo. Que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando. Y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Fíjate un objetivo distinto. Que soy como un vino tinto. Que si me tomas en frío engaño. Y con los años me hago maldito.
Yo te dejé marchar. tienes un pie en el agua, se te lleva la corriente. Pero ¿qué me vas a dar? Permite que me sorprenda. Tú a mí ¿qué me vas a dar? Si no salgo del asombro. Hoy te haces el corderito, mañana serás un ogro. No ves que ha pasado el tiempo y yo a ti ya te conozco. Lo siento, me canso de esta espera interminable. Qué pena que no supimos soltar las cadenas que ataban al corazón. No sueñes, limítate a aceptar las circunstancias y quita esa sonrisa displicente. Se me lleva el diablo cuando te ríes así.
Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM, do not forget. 5 till 7, today and every Monday.
De amores llora una rosa. moviendo la cadera, mira, cuidado con la negra. Muévela, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, esta cosa es buena. Muévela, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, esta cosa es buena. Moviendo la cadera, mira, que esto te candela. Muévela, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, moviendo la cadera, muévela, esta cosa es buena.
Pero mírala cómo lo mueve. Agachadito,
moviendo la cadera.
Here we still here, we still here till 7 o'clock. The time is coming up to that time. Anyway, tell you something, right? Somebody was talking to me today, and he asked me about my friend, my hard rocking amigo Sergio. Well, unfortunately, my compadre is in hospital under observation because he's had an angina attack. Yeah, angina attack. About 2 weeks ago. He's still in the hospital in the Northern General. And, as you can imagine, you know, how bored he is, you know, I keep visiting him. I've been to see him a few times and trying to convince him, you know, that the best place for him to be is at the hospital because, he lives alone, and he's got a very good friend, you know, like Kiera, Alexandra. She goes to see him all the time and help him out, but she also got things to do. So at no moment he should be left alone because he can't really respond, you know, his legs cannot respond properly. Fast enough. It's very, very slow, you know, to walk. I'm getting there myself, you know, slowly. Now I'm trying to walk as much as I can because I know that one day it will happen to me too, you know, because we have been waiters, you know, most of our lives. And apart from being waiters, you know, I'll be doing lots of sports, you know, so lots of standing up and using my legs, you know. Eventually your body gives up, you know. What he says, right, enough is enough, you know. I've been with you all this time, you know, and now I'm starting to get tired, you know, and they start hurting. Like my shoulder, for example. Now, I got a brace now that I bought a week ago at least. Yeah, I think it was a week ago. because my shoulder is going. When I fell down, I broke my wrist. You know, I fell on my right hand side, and I fell with all my weight on my right arm. Yeah, so. But at the time, my biggest worry was my wrist, which is the bone was sticking out, you know, and so it looked horrible. So obviously I had to concentrate on that. And the doctors also concentrated on that. And the pain was only there, the wrist, you know. So now the wrist is fixed, more or less. I still feel that not 100%. But I was told, you know, that I wasn't going to feel 100% because as you get older, you know, your injuries, you know, they last longer. And also they don't get back to 100% again, you know, like because your bones are old already. And when your bones are young and fresh and, you know, flexible or whatever you could call it, right? So they're easier to heal, you know. That's why I was so shocked, you know, because in my youth, falling down, being tackled, you know, being kicked all over the place, falling down from a mountain bike. I used to go to do like extreme sports, you know, like jump over hills and do stuff, crazy stuff. When I was very, very young. I used to fall down, do lots of crazy things. And I never, well, it hurt for a little bit, you know, and then boom, get up and carry on, you know. But now is all the repercussions from all those times, you know, they're coming back to me. They're coming, blah, 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 blah. And it happens to everyone. And unfortunately, my compadre, my hard-working amigo, Checho, is suffering that kind of situation right now, you know, and he's in hospital. Well, what I was trying to say to him, you know, because he said, oh, it's so boring, you know, to be in hospital, you know, you can't do anything, you know. And I was saying, well, actually, I enjoy being in hospital. I said, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? He said, no, I'm not kidding you, mate. I like hospitals. I like to be in the hospital. I mean, I don't like the pain, you know, as much pain as I go through whenever I've been in hospital. But then when pain kind of like comes down, you know, and goes away a little bit, you know, I start to enjoy, you know, I look around, you know, and I get my food, I get internet, I get my bed made, you know, somebody else makes a bed. And it's fantastic, you know, good look, they look after you. And, you know, he says, yeah, but man, the food is horrible. Man, you know, they give you the food according to your situation, you know, if you just went there because your toenail, you know, was, not the right color or whatever, right? They probably give you a different type of food, but it depends on why you're there is the food they give you, I reckon, you know. And obviously, you know, because of the medication that you're taking while you're in hospital, food, you know, can have a very big, part, you know, in how the effect, you know, of those, vitamins or, sorry, chemicals and all the vitamins, keep saying vitamins, all the remedies they give you, right? So anyway, after a while, I said to him, you know, you get used to the food, man, and you start liking it, you know, and, no, man, you're crazy. Obviously, yeah, I could not convince him. No, nobody can convince no one about being in hospital. Because hospitals have been put like, oh my God, hospital. Oh, what's wrong with you? Oh my God, are you okay? You know? So yeah, it's a place of, worry. You know, that's what I think. Oh, I worry about being in hospital. Well, fortunately, fingers crossed, that I've always been in hospital because of injuries, you know, no illnesses, you know. Well, the injury that I had, the heart thing, you know, is a different thing because it could happen to anyone, you know, fit as a fiddle, you know, but you could have a heart situation, you know, I mean, nobody's safe from that. You know, like a hernia, liver, you know, kidneys, you know, fingers crossed. My fingers are crossed, you know, I can't really cross them very much because I've got, I've got arthritis on my hands. Whatever I look at my body, man, there's something wrong with it. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's play some music, man, and try to cheer ourselves up. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you until 7 o'clock.
bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa.
El Chingón, by the way, El Chingón. El Chingón is a band formed by Robert Rodriguez. I don't know if the name rings the bell. Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino, they are two guys, you know, Tarantino, director, Rodriguez, producer and director. Well, Tarantino, the same thing, you know, and they were together. And this is music from the Kill Bill 2. Kill Bill with David Carradine and Uma Thurman, you know, and good movie, man. And music is such a mixture of music because they've got Japanese music. They've got this one I just played right now. It's El Chingón. It's a Robert Rodriguez band called El Chingón. And the song was Malagueña. Malagueña is a folky song, Mexican folk music. But they turn into this kind of like this style, you know, this version, and it sounds just pretty good, you know. And so yeah, that was them. Thank you, Alexandra, for joining the show, and Manolo as well. Yes, Manolo from Rotterdam, my compadre from Chile. He's advising me to walk a lot. Manolo, you know, if I put together all the miles that I've walked throughout being a waiter to football and tennis and all the jogging and all the stuff that I've done, I've probably gone around the world, you know, playing a couple of times, you know. I know you mean well by saying, you know, I need to keep on exercising my legs and stuff. This is good advice. I'll take it. And I think that it's not just you, actually, who actually advised me to do that. Lots of people have. And my daughter took me to the gym. I think I mentioned it last week. She took me to the gym to show me around, you know, to see what it's all about. I said to her, you know, I've been to a gym before, you know. she goes, yeah, but not to mine. You know, have a look at mine and see if you like it, because all gyms are different, you know, different setup, you know, different in certain way, you know. To me, a gym is a gym, you know. A gym, you go there to get paid, to weightlifting or, I don't know, to socialize, you know, whatever you want to do. I was going to go to one in near where I live, you know. It used to be called Greens. I always forget what the name is right now. It's near Eccleston Road, anyway. And that was, my God, 47 quid, man, a month. Are you kidding me? And they said, oh, yeah, but, you know, we got a soda, we got a swimming pool, you know. And I said, well, what about if I don't use those facilities? I just come in for, you know, they use the bicycle, you know, they, you know, come three or four different machines that I'm going to be using. Oh, no, we don't need to give discount, you know. I said, I'm a senior citizen right now, I'm a pensioner. How about that? She goes, no, we don't do that. Everybody plays the same, you know. And I don't know, man, you know, I was really shocked, you know, because I remember in the late 70s, 80s, you know, even 90s, still, wherever you went, you know, wherever you went to the cinema, for example, you know, there'll be discount for students, nurses, you know, disabled people, pensioners, you know, discount for everybody, you know. Who actually were on an income, pretty low income, you know. That's what they reckoned it was. But also for pensioners, you know, for the age, you know. And anyway, there were discounts. Swimming pool, the same thing. Swimming pool for people under, kids under five, free. Disabled people, certain price, pensioners, discount, students discount. There was a discount for every walk of life, you know, that you come from. There was discount, you know, and suddenly all these things started to disappear, you know. Now very rarely you find places where they give you a discount for being what you are, right? You know what I mean? So 40-something quid. So anyway, my daughter took me to hers, and she said that, you know, they haven't got the swimming pool, the jacuzzi or anything like that, you know, but it's less than half price, you know, than the other place was charging us. So I said, okay, that's what I wanted, you know. So I might be joining her gym next week. Right, counting on my instead of you know, I don't know if I'm in the mood, you know what I mean? It's just laziness, by the way, laziness. It's all to do with laziness. I've walked and played and I did so many things, you know, throughout my years, you know, that right now my legs are giving up and tired, you know. Good advice, Manolo. Good advice, you know. I think I'm gonna take it on your advice, because you know, like people even now, they're very late age. You know, they keep walking around, you know, the countryside and parks and stuff. So I think I should do the same kind of thing. Anyway, amigos, here we go with some more music for you on Latino Dimes.
Mm-hmm. de gigantes con bien el aire en gas natural. Un duelo salvaje advierte lo cerca que ando de entrar en un mundo descomunal. Siento mi fragilidad. Vaya pesadilla, corriendo con una bestia detrás. Dime que es mentira todo, un sueño tonto y no más. Me da miedo la enormidad, donde nadie oye mi voz. Deja de engañar, no quieras ocultar que has pasado sin tropezar. Monstruo de papel, no sé contra quién voy. Pues que acaso hay alguien más aquí. Creo en los fantasmas terribles de algún extraño lugar y en mis tonterías para hacer tu risa estallar. En un mundo descomunal siento tu fragilidad. De engañar, no quieras ocultar que has pasado sin tropezar. Monstruo de papel, no sé contra quién voy. Pues que acaso hay alguien más aquí. Pasemos sin miedo.
Niña, ser paño y yo de nardo. Si era blanca niña, ser paño y yo de nardo. Para inundarte la niña, solo de triste llanto. Para inundarte la niña, solo de triste llanto. Yo pudiera, chiquilla, hacerte un nido muy blando. Si yo pudiera, chiquilla, hacerte un nido muy blando. A donde nunca llegara, si la brisa me lo amargo. A donde nunca llegara, si la brisa me lo amargo. labio te era alfombras de nube y entender la tu paso te era alfombras de nube y entender la tu paso. Si yo pudiera cambiar tu tristeza por mi canto, si yo pudiera cambiar tu tristeza por mi canto, mi sangre por tu dolor, mi risa por tu quebranto, mi sangre por tu dolor, mi risa por que jamás te ofendieran la espiga ni los cardos y hacer guirnaldas de estrella y lucero engarzado. Porque la luz fuera siempre escudo alegre en tu mano para que nunca la sombra nublará tu perfil claro.